I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Turkey just hasn't been the same since, about 2 weeks ago. You might remember the attempted military coup that threw the country into chaos on the night of July 15th. What's followed is a steady crackdown by the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan against his critics, who seem to be anyone accused of having ties to exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen. Thousands of people, from army generals to elementary school teachers, have been detained or lost their jobs. There's also a lot of conspiracy theories in Turkey about what really happened. And many Turks suspect that the U.S. was involved. To get a better handle on what's going on, we reached out to Aykan Erdemir. He's a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies in Washington and a former member of the Turkish Parliament.
Turkey is a country that's really fond of conspiracy theories, and also anti-Western sentiment and xenophobia happen to be quite high. What's happening right now is the government is tapping into these sentiments as a convenient way of framing the coup, because ultimately the coup itself is quite a messy event. It brought together a wide coalition, a makeshift coalition that involved members of the Gulen community, that involved hardline secularist nationalist officers, opportunists who were looking for personal gain, as well as officers who were caught up because they couldn't say no to their superiors or colleagues. Now, instead of telling this story, the government is simply relying on conspiracy theories, and they think that by framing it in this simplistic manner, it will be easier to communicate to the public, to mobilize the masses, and it will also add to President Erdogan's legitimacy.
But does anyone know yet who instigated it? I mean, who started the idea for let's do a coup? Is there any evidence yet that any one sector really kind of said, let's do this?
We have to remember that there's still a lot of fog off the coup. And whatever sketchy evidence we have so far point to a makeshift alliance. What we still don't know yet is who or what was behind it. My suspicion is it was simply an anti-Erdogan sentiment that brought these very disparate individuals together. But now the question is, will Turkey be able to investigate further into the coup amid all these conspiracy theories? Will there be proper due process? And in fact, to what extent can we really trust the affidavits provided under torture or improper treatment of the detainees?
Here's a question we are all dying to ask. How did Turkey's intelligence agency miss the signs of this coup attempt?
Now, that's really the million-dollar question, because ultimately, this was quite a sizable coup attempt. It wasn't just a few individuals. There were hundreds, if not thousands, involved all around the country. And Turkey's intelligence agency, as well as other civilian bureaucracy, seemed to have missed this. It's quite difficult to believe whether this was simply incompetence or whether there was complicity in the coup. And as long as Turkey simply focuses on the conspiracy element, it will fail to see the structural problems that have led to the coup.
When you look at all the thousands of people who've been purged by Erdogan and his government, from military to teachers, judges, journalists, scientists, even football coaches, referees, do you see a whole range of people representing different groups that Erdogan doesn't like? Or is there anything unifying about the thousands of people he's detaining or firing?
We can assume that a vast majority of the people detained and purged are members of the Gulen community. But we also know for sure that the purges have extended way beyond the Gulen sympathizers. There are people who are known as lifelong socialist activists, labor union leaders, human rights defenders, dissident academics, who were simply lumped together with the Gulenists. And I think Erdogan is not missing the opportunity to basically crack down on a wider spectrum of dissidents, and it will lead to Turkey's further descent into authoritarianism and one-man rule.
Do you see an endpoint in terms of the rounding up of people and purging of people? I mean, how long can this go on?
Now, Erdogan's desire for one-man rule and consolidation of power has no end. So from my point of view, he will simply ride this wave. Right now, he is really enjoying the fact that under the recently declared state of emergency, he can now call all the shots. So knowing Erdogan and what really drives him in politics, I don't think he will stop anytime soon.
Aykan Erdemir is a former Turkish parliamentarian. He's now a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Mr. Erdemir.
You're very welcome.